What's up, everybody? It's Tom coming at you with podcast number 4. On my last podcast, I gave a brief background of my life and focused mostly on the last 3 to 4 years, since that's where I've had most of my struggles with mental health and everything, and kind of talked about how I dealt with those kind of things in an unhealthy way, drinking being one of them. And I'm just kind of documenting my journey and how I'm dealing with everything and what I'm doing ultimately to be just a happier person on a day-to-day basis and deal with things like anxiety in a more positive way. My attitude is just so much better. I have a lot of optimism for the future. But, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into it, and it's been definitely an experience over the past about 4.5 months is really where I started doing a lot of this work on my own mental health and doing a lot of introspection and everything. Yeah, 4.5 months doesn't seem like a very long time, but it feels like it's been years, honestly, just because I just feel like I've just come so far. I feel like in my own head, but I still have my struggles. I still got the things that I'm dealing with every day. There's still anxieties and negative feelings that come to my head. I'm not saying that I'm cured or that I don't have any kind of mental health problems and that I don't have my struggles. I'm just saying that they're on a less regular basis and that I found more positive ways to deal with them. So one thing I want to talk about is just a general life philosophy change that I've had. I used to believe that life was just terrible. I used to believe that just life sucked. And that was just my attitude going through. And it's just a poisonous attitude to have because it just feeds itself. And anytime anything bad happens, you just focus on it. And self-fulfilling bias, it just fills into, yep, life sucks. Here's another example right here. And if you have a bad attitude like that, you're only gonna just keep making that attitude worse. But I used to just look at my life and go, man, life is just terrible, and no matter what I do, it's just gonna suck. And I would think things like, okay, I got this job that I hate, I'm working these hours that I hate, and this is my life. This is what it's gonna be like until I retire or die. I'm gonna have to go to work, and if I'm lucky, I'll get a 9-to-5 job that I don't necessarily like doing, but I wanna have a lot of money, so I'm gonna go to do this job so that I can go home, and I'm married, and maybe I'll have kids someday, I don't know, but eventually I might have this family, and I'm gonna have to provide for them. And so I used to think, okay, the only way I'm gonna find happiness is, I guess I'll make a family, and I'll try to support them, and I'll just make that my goal. I'll give myself a purpose, and that purpose will be to support my family. And nothing against people who have families and they find happiness through supporting their family. That's awesome. But what I'm trying to get at here is that I don't want to make my life purpose to only please other people to the point where I take a shitty job or I do things that I don't necessarily want to do just so that I can make others happy. Especially if I have this time right now to actually work on myself and try and discover what it is that I want to do with my life. Okay, I'm stuck in this job that I don't like, and I'm only going to get another job after I get out of the Navy that I don't like, and most of my days are going to be spent just working the 9-to-5, not even caring what I do that much, because I was convinced that there was nothing in the world that I wanted to do that was going to make me money. And I'm not saying that I found what that is yet, but I have optimism, I have hope and optimism in finding that thing that I love to do that's going to help me support myself and my family. And I just thought, life is just going to suck like this, and I'm just gonna be miserable 90% of the time. I'll have my weekends, sure, and eventually I'll be able to retire, and then I can relax and finally do the things that I wanna do, which is pretty much nothing, because at that point I was like, I just wanna do absolutely nothing. I wanna sit on my couch and just smoke a bunch of weed and just watch Netflix or something. That's what I wanted to do eventually with my life once I retired. But I couldn't do it now because I needed to make money. I gotta just put in the shitty hours now and just put up with the fact that life sucks and just accept that. I think that was a long explanation of what I was trying to say there, but I just have a very different perspective on life now. And I know it sounds crazy to say, like, oh man, this in 4.5 months, my perspective on life has changed. It sounds pretty dramatic, right? But it's true. I mean, I look at who I was when I was drinking and just not dealing with my problems in a very healthy way, and I hated who I was. I hated that I had no motivation to do anything. All I wanted to do was come home when I finally got to come home and drink or sleep, and that's all I would do is I was either working, drinking, or sleeping, and I wasn't working out. I'm an athlete, right? So I've been an athlete my whole life. I wrestled my entire life. I played other sports when I was younger, and I wrestled through college, right? And then once I graduated, I just stopped working out, and I got fat because I was drinking a lot and just not caring, but I just turned into this person that I didn't like. Not only was I lazy physically, but I didn't care about anything, really, to be honest. It was just put in the time that I need to do the minimum amount of work necessary and either sleep or drink, and then eventually I'll be done with my contract in the military, and then I can go and get a different job somewhere. And that's kind of a mentality that I had too, was, well, okay, so when I first went to the Naval Academy, I said, this year sucks. This first year sucks, but next year will get better, right? And then the next year sucked too. And I said, okay, well, it really should get better by the next year. And then pretty soon I was a senior and it still sucked. I still hated it. And I was like, well, it should be better once I get out into the fleet, into the actual Navy, and start doing my job, right? And then I started getting there, and then it sucked. And then I was like, well, it should get better once I get to the ship or the submarine that I'm supposed to be on, right? And then it sucked there. And okay, if I just get it through my contract, well, that's kind of the mentality I had. And then somewhere along the line, I just realized that, wow, it's not getting any better. It's getting worse with time. And I just became very cynical and just said, well, it never gets better. It just always gets worse, and I'm not going to expect it to get better. And then just had a negative view on life. It's just that mentality sucks to have too, man. Like, always just, it will get better. Maybe eventually. It just is terrible. Like, why have to wait to enjoy your life? And so something I live my life by now is that I refuse to believe that life sucks. And it's kind of been, I kind of give a lot of background right there to kind of like ultimately say what I was trying to say here, refusing to believe that life sucks. And I probably side tangented a bunch there. Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, I just go through my life now and I'm like, I'm optimistic for the future. I'm working on my mental health. I'm doing introspection. I'm seeing changes every day in my relationships with my family, with my peers. And not that I had a bad relationship with my wife, Shaylee, before, but it's gotten better. Like, I didn't even know it could get better because I thought that we were just real good. But what I didn't realize is I was just so fucked up all the time that it wasn't as good as it could have been. So my relationship with her has gotten so much better, and I don't even know how to describe it. It's just, our relationship is just fucking awesome. I'll just leave it at that. It's interesting because I was thinking the other day and I was like, why is everything, what's different? Okay, so if you don't know, I went through rehab a year and a half ago, and I went through treatment again, an outpatient treatment program this time, earlier this year. I got out in like April or something, and that was like a 6-week program. It worked out to where they're pretty much exactly a year apart, actually. So 1 year out of getting out of rehab, I was back in another treatment facility for the same type of shit. And I think, like, why is this time so much different than before? And is it different than before? I was thinking about that the other day, and the answer is yes. I really do believe that my mentality and just my attitude towards life in general is just a lot better this time around. And I came up with the idea that there's a few different types of people, and I'll just say that there's three types of people for this theory that I have. There's the type of person who is living their life and they're not as happy as they could be, and whether they realize it or not, they don't want to change anything and they're just going to keep living their life the same way that they are. There's the type of person who is living their life, could be happier, is dealing with problems, mental health problems in this case. All these people are people who, in my theory, are people that are struggling with mental health issues, by the way. So the second type of person is somebody who's struggling with mental health issues, and they are aware that, yes, they have some problems, and maybe they don't realize how serious their problems are, but they know that they aren't happy, and they somehow, through somebody else convincing them that they should work on their mental health, they decide to start doing the work. And so second type of person was me going through rehab the first time, and I'll get to that in a second. But then the third type of person, I think, is somebody who genuinely wants to change who they are. And not to sound like a cliche or anything, but you're not going to change who you are unless you want to change who you are. You can have all the people in the world sitting there telling you, you need to do this and you need to do that, but until you want to make a change for yourself, you're not going to. And I think that that's really the key difference between the second and third person that I mentioned. And I was the second type of person when I went through rehab the first time. I went there, kind of a chip on my shoulder, but hey, I'm here. I'm going to be spending my time here. I may as well get something out of it. Tried to keep a positive attitude. And I went through, and by the time I got out, I was like, yeah, what these guys are telling me in here is true. I should probably change some stuff, or else I'm gonna just keep spiraling down and out of control, and eventually shit's gonna get worse. But then I got out, and I didn't really have a time where I really wanted to change for myself and identified the things that I wanted to change on my own. And so I eventually got back into the same routine of dealing with my problems by drinking. I mean, it started off drinking for fun again, and then starting to go back to a more stressful environment, and then now I'm fucking dealing with my shit by drinking and shit. This time coming out of treatment, I went in with the mentality that I knew there were some things in my life that I needed to change. And I also had the fact that I had gone before and it didn't work out and I spiraled back down into the same person that I was being. So it was easy to kind of be like, wow, man, like, take a look at your life for a second, dude. Like, you need to change some shit. And that was my mentality going in. I really wanted to make that change. And I've carried that same mentality with me throughout the past 4.5 months. I've kept doing introspective things. And it's kind of been interesting to find the balance between doing introspection and working on yourself. But hey, I still have a job to do. And oh, by the way, I still want to set myself up for the future when I get out of the Navy. And I want to be an entrepreneur. So I'm like trying to learn some things and run like side hustles here and there. Try a couple things out and learning a couple things in that area. So I've got these different portions of my life and trying to find the balance between them has been a challenge in itself, but I've still managed to be able to keep my positive attitude towards my mental health and still keep working on myself and realizing that I've still got anxiety. I've still got problems that I got to deal with. I may be doing good, but I still got shit. And just that idea of refusing to believe that life sucks is just something that I've been trying to live my life by since I've come out of treatment and really since I went to treatment, because nobody wants to be miserable, but I think that sometimes it's the easier thing to do. Let me just say this. Working on your mental health, doing introspection, and doing the work necessary in order to feel better inside is hard fucking work. It just is. And nobody wants to feel miserable, but you have to want to put in the time and the energy to work on yourself. And that's hard sometimes because I found myself fresh out of treatment with my positive attitude and my optimism. I had a situation where, I won't go too much into the situation, but basically somebody said something to me and it was something where had I had the same mentality that I had before treatment and the year or a few years prior, I would have dealt with it by, oh, fuck that guy, you know, he's a piece of shit. I'm gonna go drink, I'm gonna go just be angry at him and I'm not gonna deal with this shit. And what I started to do was say, why am I getting upset by this? I thought that I was better. I thought that I was not cured, so to speak, but I thought that I was able to deal with these things more. I thought I'd put this kind of thing behind me. I'd worked on myself so hard. Why am I letting this affect me? And like, I saw it all like in just a quick flash, like less than a second. I saw my life take a path that I didn't want to take and that I would have taken had it been a few years earlier, a year earlier. And basically what happened is I was like, why do I even care? I feel like shit. I'm starting to get anxiety about this. Why am I even trying to work on this? It'd be so much easier to just be miserable because then I can just complain about it and go back to hating my life. Because hating, I will say being miserable is easier a lot of times than working and being happier. But still, I stand by my statement that nobody wants to be miserable. It's just whether you are willing to put in the work necessary to not be miserable or take the easy route out and just be miserable and hate the world and be angry at everything. And I was able to deal with that. A big part of dealing with shit is really just finding people that you trust and finding people who are willing to listen to you and just talking to them. I mean, it's amazing how much just talking about your shit with people who care about you helps. And for me, because my thoughts are in my brain and they're so like jumbled and just everywhere and I can't focus on here or there for any particular amount of time, being able to just kind of let that all out, just take all of it and put it out there on somebody else, kind of reorganize it once it's all been said and out in the air. And yeah, maybe I'll tell 50 different side stories supporting the main story, but I get all the information out there and I can finally come to the point at the end and I just feel a lot better once I do that. I don't know, I'm kind of jumping around here. I'm kind of jumping around here a lot. Yeah, so I think the biggest thing for me now is just having that optimism is huge, that refusing to believe life sucks. But you can't just have optimism and then just expect everything to be good. You got to be willing to put in the work and you just got to realize that there is work involved in dealing with your own shit. Talk to counselors, talk to people you trust, talk to people who are dealing with the same shit that you're dealing with. Getting out there, thinking through it. I'm a thinker. I love thinking things through. And if I can almost look at a mental health problem as what it is just a problem and try to come up with a solution or try to come up with a cause-effect analysis, what's causing me to think this way, and then really digging in and finding the roots of the things that are giving me anxiety, that helps me a ton because then I can start to identify when I start to get anxiety about things, or when I start to see triggers that I know are eventually going to lead me down the path of negative thinking and anxiety, I can identify those things early on. So thinking through those things and really getting to the root cause of why I think like this is super helpful. I know talking to tons of other people with anxiety and their problems, that the crazy thing about anxiety, and I've always said this, and I've noticed this in others, but the crazy thing about anxiety is, you know, it's irrational. You don't tell somebody about your anxiety and expect them to be like, you don't expect somebody to understand your anxiety, because you know yourself that it's irrational. And so it's hard. That's one of the reasons why it's really hard to talk about it, because you tell people and they're like, well, I don't understand. Just don't think that way. And it's like, well, no shit. If I could just not think about it like that, I wouldn't. But for some reason I am, and I can't help it. And so being able to really go back to why you're feeling like that, and a lot of times talking to other people and going to see a counselor. Therapy is, I didn't used to believe in therapy because I didn't have any experience with it, but I believe in it now. It helped me so much talking through shit and just finding the root causes of everything. I know I'm repeating myself a lot here, but I'm really trying to stress the idea that you really got to talk and get to the root cause of what's causing your anxiety. If you really, that's the work that I was talking about. That work that you put in is being able to say, here's my problem, what is causing that problem? That's fucking hard, but it's so beneficial, and it will help you so much. And it will just, working on mental health directly affects your happiness. Whenever I discover something that I didn't realize about myself, whenever I think back to why do I feel like this in these situations, and I can identify a cause that makes sense, instantly just a fucking happier feeling. And I'm able to use that for the future and keep myself out of situations of feeling shitty to the thing that I just discovered. Why not fucking work on your mental health if you're gonna just be happier by doing so? It sounds like I'm trying to sell mental health, like working on your mental health here. And I've said mental health fucking 500 times, but I am trying to sell it because it's fucking awesome. Kind of change gears here and just talk about something else real quick. But one thing that I've noticed about myself since I've started putting in the work is I've started to gain my desires. I'm not a different person. I'm the person who I was meant to be. I'm a person who I originally was before I started going down this shitty path. I used to be such a like a driven, hardworking, fuck you, I'm gonna do this because you don't think I can do it and I know I can type of mentality. That's how I used to be in life before I started turning into a piece of shit and hating where I was. But now I'm starting to get the kind of attitude of who I used to be back again, and it's awesome. And I have ambitions again. And so because of these things, the path I'm trying to go down is to be an entrepreneur. And I've tried a couple things out. I'm learning. I'm still in a very early learning phase, but it's important for me to become an entrepreneur, or to at least do something that I'm able to really have a lot of control over my own life, or I'm not being told by my boss to do something, or I'm not doing something just because somebody told me. Because just because somebody tells me to do something, or just because there's a rule, I've never thought that, okay, like people, like, why should we do this? Well, because it's the law. Oh, because it's what the rule says we should do. Like, I've never liked that. I've always, well, fuck that. Like, why is that a rule? Why is that the law? And so it's important for me to kind of along those same lines, choose a career path and do something with my life that I really have control over. And for me right now, at least what I think that means is to be an entrepreneur. So I've been like doing some research on different topics, and that's kind of the path I've been going. I started, just a couple examples, I started going on Craigslist and just shifting through all the bullshit and come and finding furniture for free, like going into the free section of Craigslist and just going and picking it up in my truck and then just bringing it back here and selling it. It's pretty much all profit. I mean, besides you put in the time and the gas money and whatever, but other than that, profit margins are pretty big there. And so I was doing that for a while, and I was like, okay, that's cool. I want to do something like having a business, running an actual business here. So I got like my business license, and I was going to open a snow cone, or I was going to open a shaved ice shack here in Seattle. But ultimately, I decided it wasn't a good idea. But I learned a lot from it, and it was a fun process. I've always been intrigued, I guess you could say, by financial things. I run the budget in our house, and I've made like 50 different budgets and all these different plans of how we're going to pay this off, or how we're going to minimize our spending in this area or whatever. And I like doing that kind of stuff. And so it was fun for me to do the financial side of what does it actually take to start a shaved ice shop. That was a learning experience, I think, for me to just be like, hey, these are the kind of things that you didn't think about when running a business. And so I was actually kind of down on myself, a little bit bummed when I first decided not to go with the shaved ice idea because I was like, oh man, like hurting my pride. I don't quit anything. I don't give up and stuff. But it's like, all right, well, don't be an idiot. Don't let your pride get in the way of making good decisions. So I ultimately just had to decide like, hey, this isn't going to work out. Now I'm fine with the decision. I'm able to look at it more objectively and say, you know what? It was the smarter decision. Take something away from every situation because that's what you should do. Learn. And so I think I learned some lessons from that. Right now I'm doing some research on e-commerce and I'm learning how to run like Facebook advertising and stuff. Like that kind of stuff seems really interesting to me. And yeah, so I don't know. Those are just kind of like the personal adventures, some of the personal adventures that I've been trying to go on lately. But I wouldn't have ever had the drive or the desire to do any of this stuff, to even try these things, if I was still dealing with my mental health problems in just such a negative way. I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm just happy that I get to be who I actually am again because I'm learning to deal with my problems in just a much more productive and positive manner than I used to. I don't know. It's crazy, man. It's just fucking crazy. If you're dealing with shit that you think that you can't fucking deal with, I guarantee you there's fucking millions of people out there that are just like you that are dealing with their own shit and think that there's nothing they can do for themselves. Because that's where I was, man. I was at the point in my life where I just thought there was nothing I could do and I was just going to be miserable forever. And I don't care if I die tomorrow. In fact, I hope I die tomorrow because I don't have to deal with all this shit anymore. There's tons of people out there that are dealing with their shit, man. And there's hope, man. You can do something to help yourself feel better. And you just got to be willing to put in the work. And you should be willing to put in the work. Because why wouldn't you... If you had the choice between just going through your life and being miserable or actually had even just a 1% chance that you could be happy if you just did some work, why not fucking take that chance? Why not do something good for yourself? And that's what I'm trying to say. I know I don't speak very clearly and my thoughts are just fucking everywhere, but I hope that you kind of understand what I'm trying to say here. I think that's pretty much everything for this podcast. I'm gonna wrap it up right here. I'm gonna try to keep these coming out regularly. I know it's been about a week and a half since my last one, but it's something that I care about and I'm trying to get out there. But I just, the thing about doing my podcast is because it's something that I care a lot about, I want to make sure that when I record it, that I'm in the right state of mind, that I'm actually focused and that I've got some sort of inspiration so that I'm not just bullshitting you guys and forcing words out. So it's been about a week and a half. Hopefully I can get them out more regularly than that. I've got my e-commerce business that I'm trying to do. And I've also got a YouTube channel if you want to check that out that I'm working on. I just put out my first video. I'm trying to learn how to juggle and I'm just kind of recording my process of learning how to juggle just for fun, a random idea I came up with. It's been interesting. Keep an eye out for my next podcast. Hopefully it'll be coming out here within the next week. I'm going to eventually try to get this down like to about weekly if I can. Yeah, that's going to be it for this one. Thanks for listening, guys.